This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The second day of the 17th edition of the BRICS summit in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro is witnessing a session on environment, COP30 and global health today. Member countries, partners and outreach invitees are taking part in the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made his intervention a short while ago. Late in the day, a leaders' framework declaration will be announced on climate finance. The leaders will also launch a BRICS partnership for the elimination of socially determined diseases. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will depart to Brasilia, the capital of Brazil, for a state visit. It will be the first state visit by an Indian Prime Minister after 57 years. Indian Ambassador to Brazil Dinesh Bhatia informed that 4 MOUs will be signed during the Prime Minister's state visit tomorrow. The MOUs will be related to bilateral cooperation on counter-terrorism, to mutually share confidential information, cooperation in renewable energy and agricultural research. Prime Minister Modi reached Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro yesterday on the fourth leg of his five-nation tour. Earlier, participating in the outreach session on the first day of the BRICS summit, Prime Minister Modi said that no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its own selfish gain. He said in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there is a need to focus on securing and making the supply chains resilient. Addressing the Media Secretary, Economic Relations and the Minister of External Affairs, Damu Ravi said, Prime Minister Modi strongly articulated the need for the reform in the multilateral global organizations. The Secretary said that the condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack in the strongest terms unanimously by all the countries was another highlight of the summit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the valour displayed during Operation Sindoor and demonstration of the capability of domestic equipment has further increased the global demand for the indigenous products. He said the world is looking at the country's defence sector with new respect. Mr. Singh was addressing the Controllers' Conference of the Defence Accounts Department, DAD, in New Delhi today. The theme of the three-day conference is transforming financial advice, payment, audit and accounting through defence finance and economics. The Defence Minister credited the ongoing transformation in the defence sector to the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, saying that most of the equipment which was once imported is now been made in India. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today stressed on considering scientific technologies and tools to decide whether the fertilizers used by the farmers are genuine or spurious. Addressing the 96th Annual General Meeting of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, at the Pusa campus in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan engaged in in-depth discussions on various topics related to innovation, sustainable development and farmer welfare in the agricultural sector. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the importance of maintaining a balance among the three pillars of democracy, the judiciary, the legislature and the executive. The Vice President was speaking at the National University of Advanced Legal Studies at Kochi in Kerala today.
If one institute, the judiciary, the executive, legislature, makes an incursion in the domain of the other, it can create unmanageable problems that can be potentially very dangerous for our democracy. For example, judgments are to be scripted by judiciary. And similarly, executive function is performed by the executive. Because you elect the political executive through elections, they are accountable to you. They have to face elections. But if executive function is done by, let's say, legislature or judiciary, that will be antithetical to the essence and spirit of doctrine of separation of powers.
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said the nation is poised to achieve its vision of accessible, affordable and equitable healthcare for all. He emphasized the nation's progress towards accessible, affordable and healthcare for all in an article in the National Daily. The minister said more than 1,77,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs are bringing healthcare closer to communities. A special dedicated web portal will be available for self-enumeration during the upcoming census. It will be available for both the phases of Census 2027. In a series of social media posts, the Registrar General and Census Commission of India said it will be the first digital census in the country and the data will be collected using mobile apps in English. And that is the end of this news bulletin.